Okay. Good morning, almost good afternoon. We are just shy of noon and lunch is waiting across the street. I only say that for your information. I'm sure your stomachs are all growling. Okay, this is Mock County Council Group number 6. And we have a presentation here from Richard Short, Assistant Chief Dispatcher at the Emergency Operations Center, who will be giving you a presentation on the purchase of a new mobile command unit. Before we get started, if you'd please introduce yourselves, name, school, and position you're playing.
My name is Noah Truitt. I come from Seaford High School, and I'm representing the county attorney.
Okay.
My name is Kennedy Butch. I go to Indian River High School, and I'm representing District 3.
I'm Hope Craig, and I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm representing District 2.
I'm Ryan McCoy, and I'm from Indian River, and I'm representing President.
Dylan Norman, Seaford High School, representing District 4.
My name is Trevor Harris. I'm from Sussex Central, and I'm representing District 5.
My name is Cameron Hall. I'm from Indian River, and I'm representing the Financial Director.
I'm Mariah Lewis, representing Laurel High School, and I believe I'm the
Clerk of the Council.
Clerk of the Council.
Clerk of the Council, okay. Great. All right. With that, we'll have Mr. Short come up. He'll give you a brief presentation, and then we'll go from there.
Good morning, County Council. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you to ask for your, and hopefully get support from you to purchase a new mobile command unit. What you see up on the slideshow at this time is our current mobile command unit that we have in place. This command unit is a little over 15 years old now. It's some history with it. It's used during weather-related incidents, so if we had a hurricane come in, this mobile command unit would be deployed to the area of disaster. It becomes a visual point for the people in the community to be able to see, to come out, seek out help. As you know, during a major event, usually the cell phone become very busy, landlines go out of service. So again, this is in an area that's been damaged and it becomes, like I said, a visual point. It's also utilized as a backup to our 911 system. We provide continuity of operations to critical county functions, which I'll speak a little bit about later. And it utilizes during the major events with the fire service. If we had a major woods fires, you see them sometimes out in California, how big they can get. Luckily enough, in our county, we haven't had anything that major, but we do deploy this unit to those type of incidents. It could be multiple casualty incidents, so what we call MCI, where there's major or a lot of patients. This could happen from commercial airliners falling out of the sky. They're flying over the county at all times. If one of them crashed, that becomes a mass casualty incident. Hazardous material spills. We have industry in the county that has hazardous materials that they're handling, transporting, going up and down our highways. Something else we could deploy this mobile command unit. It takes the burden off the 911 center and focuses it on the incident at hand. It's also utilized during festivals. The county hosts a lot of festivals. Just to name a few is the Apple Scrapple Festival, which handles over 30,000 people. Pumpkin Chunkin', as well as Return Day, and also every 4th of July, there's several towns that host 4th of July festivals. This unit's deployed to those areas, again, taking the burden off the 911 center, being able to handle the emergency, or the situation at hand from this unit. This is what we're looking to purchase. This is the company that was chosen from a group that we're utilizing called the Houston Galveston Area Council of Governments. The service goes out the specifications for the people that sign up for this. The purchase is being made through a state contractor vendor, so we've worked through that. And again, the company that we chose is the frontline vendor. As you can see, this unit is a lot larger than the current unit that we have. This is the issue that we're looking at. We've outgrown our mobile command unit that we have at this time. Over 15 years old, as you are well aware, technology changes day to day, so we're kind of outdated on some of the technology that we have in place. The size is very important now. We've gone from the way we used to do business to what we call unified commands, which brings in multiple agencies to have to work an event, especially during an event like a hurricane. You're going to have federal government, you have local government, state government, as well as all the emergency responders that have to handle that event. This gives us an area, as you can see, in this new unit to be able to house most of the people that we would need to get into an area. This is the part that looks very ugly. It's a large number of money that we're looking to purchase with. The total cost of the project would be $1,620,400. So just let me break this down for you a little bit. The mobile command unit itself is $1,369,800. To update all the equipment that's going to go into this unit is at a cost of $250,600 for the total cost of $1,620,400. What we've done over through the years, this isn't a plan that we just started yesterday. This is something that we've been working through for years, and we've applied for grants. Some of the grants that you'll see up here is left over from 2013, which is a emergency management performance grant, EMPG, of $51,000. And these type of grants, it's matched 50%, so the county would have to come up with $51,000. 2014, $316,950. Again, the county with $316,950. $316,950. 2015 EMPG grant, again, $316,950, and the county would duplicate the same. The other two grants that you're going to see here, 2014, 2015, are Homeland Security. Homeland Security is reimbursed to the county at 100%. This money has to be paid for up front by the county, but like I said, at the end, it's 100% reimbursed. So in the total funding of grants, we're looking at $935,500. The county, $684,900, which would make up the cost of the new mobile command unit. So $1,620,400 is the total project, but what we're seeking from the county is the $684,900. With that, I would entertain any questions.
What kind of deficiencies does the new, does the old mobile command unit have? And I want to hear, has the old command unit been hurting the county, and has it been, I guess, not doing its job?
Yeah, it hasn't cost the county any money, and actually it has. After being over 15 years old, it's low on mileage, but it's a piece of equipment that every year is going to start deteriorating. We've had to do some engine repair to this, injectors. We've had to replace some areas that have rusted out. Again, with the equipment that's on there, the outdatedness of that, and having to rerun wires and things like that makes it very difficult to a unit that's already been put together. So with that, yes, it's cost the county some money. It's put us behind in time with some of the technology as well.
Has its deficiencies either hurt somebody or prevented the police from doing their job?
It has not hurt anybody. It has, with, like I said, with the injectors, when they've gone bad, it's caused us not to be able to deploy the unit. Mm-hmm. We've had to cut the unit, taken to a shop to be fixed, which puts it out of service. We never know when a storm's going to hit, when a disaster's going to happen, when a hazardous material spill is going to happen. So if this unit's not in service, then that's hindering the response of emergency services and us doing our job.
On average, how many times a year do we use this mobile command unit?
Over last year, between the actual festivals that we attend, actual emergencies that we went to, and also public education, because we do take this out. It's, like I said, it's very big. We go out to the displays to promote 911 to the public, I would say over 30 times this past year.
Okay.
Not having emergencies, that's a good thing, so, but we're prepared, and that's what we need to be for the citizens of the county, the tourists of the county.
So you said that the purpose of the mobile command unit is to alleviate the amount of pressure that the 911 centers have in that area during a time of crisis. Would a cheaper alternative be to increase the efficiency of those operation centers rather than spending all that money on a brand new piece of equipment?
Would there any way that you would do that is with staffing and personnel, and also having to make sure that our center is able to handle those number of more people, so positions. So it could be that we would have to remodel our center, which then is going to cost a little bit more money than purchasing a mobile command unit. With the mobile command unit, it's not only to take the burden off the 911 center, but it's also to get close to the incident.
Gotcha.
And one thing, Ricky, I apologize if you mentioned this, but it also gives you the ability, if for some reason there's some cataclysmic incident or there's a technological incident. I mean, this has sometimes happened in jurisdictions. The 911 center may have its own issue and go down and not be operational. We can use the mobile command in its place to handle processing of calls.
Correctly. And that's the backup of the 911 center. It has the radio. It has the capability of alerting fire departments. It has the capability of being able through voice over IP to bring the 911 lines into the mobile command unit if we had to. That's again with the upgrade of technology that we don't have currently in our mobile command unit that we have now.
Okay.
Are there any other questions from council? Yes, ma'am.
So it costs the $684,900 to get a new one, but in your opinion, would it cost more or less, or would it just not be an option to maybe remodel the one we have already and like equip it with new technology?
That's a good question. Yes, it would probably be cheaper to remodel, but as I said, with the new way of doing business now with the unified command of multiple agencies being deployed to an area, we've just outgrown the size of our current mobile command unit.
Right
now we're sitting back to back with this new mobile command unit with those sections that will expand out that gives us a lot more area to deploy more dispatchers if we need to house what we have as our RACES is our a backup radio system for the county in in the case of a failure of our current radio system. Those are amateur radios that can communicate throughout the world. So those operators are as well into this mobile command unit.
You said that refurbishing or remodeling the new one would be, or the old one would be cheaper. What if like we went with that option, and then also, since you've outgrown, maybe find a cheaper alternative base that's either the same size as the old one, so that way we have like maybe two, so that way you can use those and maybe like a faster response rather than buying this new one. And also, with the old one, if we do go through with buying the new one, what would we do with the old one? What would we do with the technology that's still in there and the vehicle itself?
That would be one way to recoup some of the costs. We could put those items out for auction. We could sell the old vehicle, which we would get some money out of. There's somebody that could probably use it. To keep both of them, I think you're looking at more costs to maintain two. And when we're already having issues with engines, things of that sort, with the old one, I think the cost would outgrow the cost of going ahead and purchasing a new one, and hopefully getting 15 to 20 years of good use out of it as well.
Right.
Okay. You've heard from Mr. Short. If there are no other questions, now would be the time for you to consider a motion, make a motion to make the purchase or come up with some other option. If you didn't want to go that route, you wanted to make a motion that we do something else, be up to you as council to decide how to move forward. Any takers?
Is there any way we could maybe open this up to the public, see what
sure.
people think?
We'll go ahead and take two public comments just so we can move things along, because I know
lunch
I'm sure everyone's eager to get to lunch. So, Mr. President, if you'd like to ask if anyone from the public would like to offer a comment.
Does anyone from the public like to offer a comment?
everybody's hungry.
I don't think they care.
I'll make a motion to go as is with the purchase.
I'll second the motion.
Are there any further questions?
So a motion and a second has been made to go to lunch.
That's exactly what the motion is for.
All right, let's vote.
Yay.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
There you go.
I thank the council. And just so you all know, this was an actual budget this past year, and the council voted to purchase this as well. So
yay.
Good job. And hopefully by July, the new Mobile Dominion will be here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good job, all. You may come down from the dais. And we are now going to go across the street to the Brick Hotel for lunch.